So, Steve, Jussie Smollett is back in the news. Man. Yeah, this was unexpected. It was a ruling by veteran Cook County Judge Michael Tooman. He has appointed a special prosecutor to reinvestigate the circumstances of Jussie's alleged attack. Judge Tooman blasted state's attorney Kim Fox's handling of the prosecution. Seems like everyone has, saying her botched decision to appoint her top deputy to prosecute Smollett after recusing herself invalidated the case from start to finish. The investigation could be ongoing for months and could cost and cast a cloud over Kim Fox's bid for re-election next year.
Well, look.
Go ahead.
Let me say this. This right here is beyond ridiculous. Of all the things we could reopen, mm-hmm. of all the crimes committed in the city of Chicago, perpetrated against black people, you think that caused this one black dude is accused of perpetrating a false police report and a fake hate crime. Now this the worst thing that happened in the city. When you steady be freeing folks from killing black people. Mm-hmm. They don't reopen up none of them.
Nope.
Hey man, this is beyond ridiculous to me. You know, man, I got y'all mad because the little brother so-called got off with what y'all assumed mm-hmm. was guilty because you all did not give him the innocent until proven guilty thing. You all just attached guilty to him and you wanted to make an example out of him. But why don't you make an example out of some of these police officers that kill these black people and get to sit at the house with pay and then go to court after years and get exonerated?
Yeah.
Why are none of these cases never opened? This mm-hmm. is a blatant. This to me is racism, man.
Yeah, because, don't forget Kim Fox is black.
Well, see, it's the whole system of thinking that some black person got off because of another black mm-hmm. person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when a white person get off because of another white person, ain't no reopening them. It's just a sad statement. This Jussie Smollett case is not the worst thing that we need to be dealing with in the city of Chicago.
Yeah, and
there's some huge problems in this city, man.
Oh yeah,
and we really need to address that. And reopening the Jussie Smollett case, boy, this is a mess.
More legal trouble ahead for Cardi B as well, Steve. She has been indicted by a Queens grand jury over a strip club brawl that happened last August. Cardi is alleged to have ordered an assault on two bartenders at the strip club because she thought one of the bartenders slept with her husband Offset. Cardi was initially only charged with two misdemeanor counts of assault and reckless endangerment. But after rejecting a plea deal in April, she will now face 14 charges based on information that turned up during the investigation. Wow.
Okay.
Cardi's arraignment is scheduled for tomorrow in Queens. We'll be watching that and let you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Let's check in with Miss Ann now, Steve, for our national news update, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.